Hi, everyone. I'm Emily.
And I'm Vince.
And this is the Lighthouse Lowdown. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go.
We haven't been here for a while.
Back in the saddle.
This episode posts in 2 days, so.
That's incredible.
I know. I got to do some editing before then.
Yeah, I think I'm behind on YouTube. Our listeners may have noticed a batch upload. They may notice a future batch upload.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, here's our announcement, is that we're taking off for the season, and we said we weren't going to do that, but wedding planning is a lot more than anticipated, and so something has to be sacrificed.
Yep.
Fortunately, that's the podcast.
In
the,
my solo Edmund Fitzgerald episode,
yeah,
we talked about, I gave a brief synopsis. That was the day of your bridal shower.
Yeah.
We're living in our in-laws' basement. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We are planning our wedding, which is happening very soon.
Yeah.
And 14 days.
14 days.
And that's crazy. We have a honeymoon and work is busier than ever. And we're also buying a house. So I joke, you know, these are like the best things.
Yeah.
This is a time to look back on and be really happy. It's just a lot.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we did all that. Like, but like in the moment, it's like, ah. Yeah,
it's all good stuff, but it's a lot. So we are not going to stop the Lighthouse Slowdown.
No, of course not.
But we're going to take a break.
Like, yeah.
Until
like at
next
least
year.
A couple episodes.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We're going to fill it out. We'll be back, but we are going to take the time necessary. And I know I said it, we weren't going to do that, but. We cracked under the pressure.
Hopefully we come back really strong. Yeah. I have an episode, actually I have a couple that I've been researching over the past couple months. I just haven't finished them to the point where they're worth presenting.
Okay.
And so
fine tuning.
Just for our listeners, you know, they can blame me for this. This next one was supposed to be mine, so.
Yeah. I'm prepared. So this was supposed to be episode 93 and it's 92. Yeah. Now. And it's a Christmas central episode because originally this one would have posted on December 22nd, but now it's posting December 8th, which is fine. Still Christmassy. And so we'll be coming back with our Green Island series after this and your episode.
Awesome.
So I chose, well, you know how usually we do Christmas time at lighthouses at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Like every year.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I was going to do this year. But then only a couple of the lighthouses we've covered this whole year do anything for Christmas time.
Like, really?
They don't even do anything Christmassy. Like they don't decorate or have little events or whatever. So I couldn't even culminate a whole Christmas time at lighthouses episode. There was only like two lighthouses that did something mentionable for Christmas. So we have to skip it. It's so sad. Bless you. But I've decided that since we can't make a full episode out of that, then I'll cover a lighthouse that really decks the halls for the holidays.
Bows of Jolly?
Exactly. La, 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 la. Bows of Holly. What did you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Then we'll go back to our Green Island series after that, so... It's a little blip, and I also, our giveaway is going to be when we come back. We promised a giveaway, and yep. It was too much to do it right now, so we come back.
I have a vendor for swag. Nice. A giveaway is coming up. We have some,
everybody, it's happening. Yeah, it's
finally
happening. We did promise a giveaway, and it is coming just when things are less crazy. All right, history buoy. I promised I was going to talk about this, I think, on the last episode. They've all kind of blurred together. Keeper class coastal buoy tenders is what we're talking about today.
Keeper class?
Yes.
Buoy
tenders, yeah. Buoy tenders are a type of boat, and keeper class is their type, which is pretty exciting. Keeper class.
It's a cool name.
So this is a class of Coast Guard ship named after influential lighthouse keepers of the past.
Oh.
So they released them all. Can you go to our first photo, please?
And slide.
Slide.
And slide.
Yes. So here's a picture. They all look the same. They just have different numbers. And they're all each named after a different lighthouse keeper. So these were all commissioned and completed between 1995 and 2000. And there are 14 of them in service. So I didn't know anything about this. It talks about like the propellers and the rudders and Z drive propulsion system.
Yeah.
You don't, do you know anything about
Z drive? Nope.
Okay.
You win it.
Well, I'm like thinking about it.
For sure. I was That's like, what oh, I do. I love it. And then it was just like, I don't know. I mean, it's a boat and we don't talk boats.
I'm guessing it's the orientation of the drive shafts. In some like road vehicles, they have a shaft that switches between, well, historically, between two-wheel and four-wheel drive. So where you'd be driving just the rear wheels and then also the front wheels. I'm guessing they have propellers and the motor are oriented similar. But I'm unsure.
I have a picture. Actually, yeah. Can you go to the next one?
Before we jump, can we talk about this one? For our listeners who are just listening.
Oh, yeah.
So the Tender is a really cool, very rugged looking ship.
Very rugged.
Black paint on the hull. 551 is this exact the number we're looking at. U.S. Coast Guard ship. I don't know the red, white, and blue stripe. Are you familiar with what that is? It's pretty cool.
It's Coast Guard emblem. So they all have that same like emblem on the side. Or maybe it's specific for the Keeper class, but the photo that I'm going to show later, each Keeper's boat has its own seal.
We'll get to it then.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to say it looks like there's a crane built into the front of the ship.
And they have a cutout in the middle of the ship so that when they pull over a buoy to do some service on it, it doesn't have to lift all the way over the edge of the ship. It just goes like through the middle.
Really cool.
Yeah. So there's our propulsion system. They can rotate 360 degrees so that they can make really sharp turns. And it has a thruster in the bow, so they're unmatched in maneuverability. Like these are the Keeper ships with really, really good movement.
Go any direction.
For movement, yeah. They each carry a crew of 24, and while they're not classified as icebreakers, they can travel through 9 inches of ice at 3 knots. Oh, no. I didn't look up how many 3 knots is.
Slow.
I know, but fast for going through 9 inches.
I mean, yeah.
in miles per hour.
Also, 9 inches of ice is a significant.
Oh, 3.5 miles per hour.
Yeah, so walking speed.
Okay, all right.
Well, to be honest, faster walking speed for us
that's
Americans.
Like, that's like where 3.5 is like where I start to have to decide if I want to jog or not.
Little steps.
Each one has a length of 175 feet, a displacement of 845 tons. And this is where I'm like, I don't know what this means. It says power plant, 2 Caterpillar 3508TA diesel engines.
Hell yeah.
2 Ullstein Z drives, 2040 bhp.
Brake horsepower? Mm-hmm. So horsepower is force over a rate of time. So, you know, power generated from, say, a motor.
Yeah.
A brake horsepower is how you. BHP is how a motor is tested. So a brake is applied to a shaft, and under brake, what is the force that's applied at a rate of speed is how horsepower is measured. So those Caterpillar engines, Caterpillar is well known for making good diesel engines.
Oh, nice.
They're huge in heavy on-the-road equipment and construction, as well as emergency power diesel generators that are the size of this basement.
Oh, my gosh. So,
monsters.
That's crazy. Thank you for adding that little bit of knowledge.
You're welcome.
They have a speed max of 12 knots and a range of 2,000 nautical miles at 10 knots.
So they're not the fastest of ships.
They're not the fastest. They're not trying to get anywhere quickly since they're just like daily maintenance sort of things.
But the maneuverability and looking at the hull of the ship, it's like a V shape, but very, very subtle. Very flat bottom.
Yeah.
So probably for maneuverability. Probably
and stability. Because if you're swinging a giant buoy over the edge of your ship, like you don't want to tip over.
It's maybe people who know ships would laugh at this, but 800 and some tons is the displacement. I can't understand how much weight that is.
Yeah. It's like when people say like a billion of something, you're like, I don't know.
You know, a billion.
A billion.
Well,
it's like, can you count?
Okay. I mean, I could break it down.
Yeah. Oh, like there was that one person who did grains of rice to show how much $1 billion was compared to like the normal average.
Yeah. Well, the exponential story, right? The chessboard, if you take a grain of rice and you double it every piece.
Oh, yeah.
Then you run out of all the grains of rice on Earth by the time you get to the end of the board.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's from a, it's a long story. Also, one other fun example, won't say the numbers, but we were talking yesterday about how expensive houses are.
Yeah.
In thousands of dollars increments. We're like, this many hundreds of those $1,000 increments.
Yeah. Like $1,000 is like a lot of money, and then multiply it by hundreds.
Yeah. That's the biggest unit I think I understand is a thousand.
Yeah.
You can put them, like, you can put them together. You know, that's $2,000 or $5,000 or $15,000 car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once we start to get to the millions and stuff, it's like, I don't even know exactly. So anyway, keeper class buoy tenders are given the numbers. We talked about this a long time ago. We talked about Coast Guard numbering systems. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what episode that was. I wish I'd made a note, but it's WLM 551 through 564. So that first picture I had must have been the Ida Lewis. Yep, 551. So that was the first one that they released, cool Ida name. Lewis. I didn't make notes about all these people because a lot of them are ones we're going to cover eventually when we cover specific lighthouses.
Of course.
So we haven't covered Ida Lewis, but she's like one of the big names of keeper history. You'll see her everywhere. So very exciting. That one is stationed in Newport, Rhode Island. And then 552 is the Catherine Walker in New Jersey. Do you want me to list them all?
How many you got?
14.
Yeah.
Okay. Abby Burgess, 553, Rockland, Maine. Marcus Hanna, 554, South Portland, Maine. Let's see. Joshua Appleby, 556, St. Petersburg, Florida. Frank Drew. We talked about Frank Drew in our last episode, I think.
Okay.
I think it was last episode. Maybe the one before. I can't remember. They're all spread out, okay? I can't keep track of everything. 557, Portsmouth, Virginia. Anthony Petit. I don't know. 558 in Alaska. Barbara Mabrity.
Cool.
559 in Mobile, Alabama. William Tate, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Harry Clyborn, Galveston, Texas. Maria Bray, Atlantic Beach, Florida. Henry Blake, Everett, Washington. And George Cobb, which is 564, in San Pedro,
mm-hmm.
California.
San Pedro. San Francisco.
This is why I should never list things like this. I should have just posted and been like, you guys can read. Whatever.
San Diego.
So what I was saying earlier is that they all have their own fun seals.
Yes.
And
okay.
So yeah, go to the next picture. And I just put six of them on there. So
Ida Lewis.
And I think the seals have something to do with the keepers, like their history and stuff. So
at least four of those names were women's names.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. You started strong with women. I think the first three, three or four. Really
I probably cool. did. Yeah. Yeah. And then all the guys' names started coming up and it's like just butchering them.
Men.
Got a bow cat on the lap. Perfect thing to have going into our episode about Newport Harbor Lighthouse, which is also called Goat Island Lighthouse. And
greatest of all time.
It's very interesting because I've done a Goat Island Lighthouse. And I was talking during the episode about how I kept seeing another lighthouse and being like, this isn't the same, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a different lighthouse. And it's not called Goat Island. It's just referred to that like locally. But the official name is Newport Harbor Lighthouse. So we're going to be covering that one today because it came up as a lighthouse that does big Christmas stuff.
Oh, let's go.
Or at least mentionable Christmas stuff. So.
Jingle jangle.
I know. Jingle jangle is so right. Oh, and Goat Island Lighthouse, the episode was last November. So that was
a while ago.
It just happened to be what we're talking about today. I thought it was interesting. Fun.
Time is flying.
So we have the photo pulled up of the map.
The map.
We are in Rhode Island. Newport Harbor has been an important site of commerce since the early 1700s. And that's for stuff like sugar, molasses, shipbuilding. What else do I have on here? Whaling and fishing.
Mm.
So lots of high paying good stuff going on through this harbor.
Nautical.
Nautical. Isn't everything that we talk about?
Anytime I see a wharf, I get excited.
Yeah.
We go to the wharf when we visit my grandparents.
Oh, really?
In Ventura, California. And to be honest with you, it's like a mall.
Oh.
But you know, like I bought jeans there. I bought a t-shirt. Yeah. But I think of it as cool because it's next to the beach. And
yeah.
Anyways, sorry. There's the wharf, a wharf yeah. on the map here.
Probably a real wharf and not a shopping wharf.
I bet you there's a lot of shopping there today.
The entrance to the harbor is marked with a small island called Goat Island. And they called it this because they would release their goats to pasture on the island.
Nice. So
that's about...
That's where the name comes from.
Yeah. Like, that's about what you would expect. Like, why is it called Goat Island? It's like probably because there's goats on it.
Yeah, like Hog Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there were hogs.
The Goat Island was ceded from Newport to the government in 1799 so that Fort Walcott could be constructed on it.
Okay.
And this was actually the fifth fort to be built on this island's history, preceded by Fort Washington, Fort Liberty, Fort George, and first by Fort Anne in 1702. So we've got a lot of history here on this teeny island that you can see on the screen if you're looking at our YouTube.
Yeah.
Very exciting. In 1823, Congress paid $2,500 for a lighthouse to be built on this little island. And so they went with a 20-foot stone tower and a 6-room keeper's dwelling. And the fixed white light was lit on New Year's Day, 1824. So can you go to the next picture?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, so this, I have something else to mention about this, but this was, I think, an etching of the original lighthouse.
Hmm.
Original. Focus on original lighthouse.
Yeah, black and white could be a photo, but yeah, I think you're right. Looks
it's
like a
very domed square, so it's very flat on the front.
I hate to do this to you. Do you know what's on top of the cupola?
No, I have no idea. It looks like a little, like, something you would lift stuff with.
Yeah, like a derrick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And then there's
in the background, you can see our keeper's dwelling.
Yeah. Okay. Stop interrupting you.
Unfortunately, Newport Harbor Light was not located in a good position to mark a shallow reef that was like just north of the island.
Okay.
So like it was doing a good job in every other way, but they didn't really foresee this little reef being an issue particularly. So while everything else improved, tons of ships started to run aground on this shallow reef because originally, you know, they'd give it a really wide berth, you know, when they're coming in with their ships. And then if they have a lighthouse there, they have this false sense of security where they can like hug the island really tight.
Yep.
And so they're hitting this reef every time.
Sorry.
So then, huh?
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Not funny.
They were probably all right. Just a lot of...
If they were okay, it's hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of money damage, not, I think, yeah. is the focus. A lot of lives lost, but a lot of cash lost. Within 10 years, it was decided that the lighthouse needed to be moved. So that's pretty quick in lighthouse terms.
Short.
They added a breakwater on the north side of Goat Island. So they're extending the lighthouse from the island out towards that shallow reef. So it reduces the like closeness of people like passing over the top.
Some more space. Yep.
From 1834 to 1842, this was a very long construction period we're talking about. What is that? That's 8 years, I guess. Over $67,000 was spent on adding a breakwater and building a new lighthouse on the end of it.
That is a lot in the 1800s.
I know.
67 grand?
Yeah, and that's not even...
Get about 10 houses back then.
Oh, dang it. So real right now. The original lighthouse was kept lit throughout that construction, so we still had a lighthouse. But until they transferred the lighting apparatus to the new 29-foot octagonal granite tower, and the inside was lined with stone and a stone spiral stairway.
Cool.
I might have. Can you check if
See
I put
if
that
got a photo
in here? I did.
Yes, yeah, stone so, stairway.
Isn't that
so cool? Yeah.
So
oh,
fun.
That's an awesome photo on the left, too.
Isn't that beautiful?
Showing kind of the new keeper's house, integral tower,
well,
looks like.
So the house actually came later. It used to just be the tower. So this is this was finished in 1842. So I don't have a photo of it exactly.
Really cool photo of this one, though.
Yeah, this picture is really nice. I like how they always have somebody standing in front. They did for the last lighthouse, too.
Yeah, repping for scale.
They always do. The old tower was dismantled in 1851 and rebuilt at Prudence Island, where it still operates today. So that picture that I had originally was probably on Prudence Island.
Okay.
For like, that's where it was etched or whatever.
Sure.
So yeah, that one's still lit and so is ours. In 1864, a keeper's dwelling was built against the lighthouse on the 20-foot granite pier, and the old keeper's house was demolished and the cellar filled, so it's no longer there in any capacity. Hmm. But that's probably close to when this picture was taken of our lighthouse. Our lighthouse.
1878? 1864. Okay. Not 78.
Numbers
okay.
coming from nowhere. 1869, a naval torpedo station was built on the island to research and develop torpedoes. And this became like a big torpedo station for like a long time. 1873, a fog bell and striking mechanism were added. So that's the building that's on the left mm-hmm. in this photo. So this is probably that. So you actually, you were probably right about the date. You said 1878?
Yep.
This was 1873. So there's a possibility that was about when this picture was taken. Interesting. 1891, we're almost to the 1900s. A clockwork was added to make the lighthouse occulting, flashing white for 15 seconds and dark for 5. So now we have cool. a flashing tower. I wonder which lighthouse was built that made it no longer a fixed white. There's always something. So it's
I don't know.
There's always another lighthouse that pops up that's like, okay, we need to change up our lights.
I think that's a pretty unique pattern, though. 15 on, 5 off.
Yeah, like that's, on for a long yeah. time.
Huh.
Yeah, kind of fun. You're right. That is a fun flash pattern.
Usually they're so short.
Yeah, they're like quick flashes.
Yeah.
1906, a torpedo factory was built on the island and became the sole manufacturer for the U.S. Navy. So that's kind of fun. Torpedo.
1908. Sorry, what year?
In 1906.
That's so early.
Yeah. Okay. So we were already researching and developing torpedoes, but now there's a factory that's producing them exclusively.
Interesting.
1921, a 155-foot submarine rammed into our breakwater. I'm like, what are you doing?
Is it one of ours?
Yes. Well, keep your eyes out.
Windshield must have got dirty.
And it severely damaged the keeper's dwelling. So instead of rebuilding, they decided to remove the house and the fog building and electrify the lighthouse. So that was that ended the keeper's positions
Lame.
At our station. And I have a photo.
Mind your torpedoes.
Keep an eye out for your submarines.
Submarine away from the lighthouse. You know, that's the downside of submarines is they can't see lighthouses.
You're so right.
Because they're under the water.
You're so right.
Silly.
It's like the one thing that would run into a lighthouse. You're so right.
It's embarrassing. Even a plane wouldn't hit one.
Yeah. I mean, it's unlikely unless there was an accident. The lighthouse was automated in 1963, but is still an active guide to navigation today. So that's fun because I've been giving you guys lots of lighthouses that are
retired.
Ruins. A lot more than retired. Retired from life.
Well, this one's still kicking. That's good.
Yeah.
Still flashing. What's the pattern today? Do you know?
Oh, that's
is
a good question.
Still 15.5?
I want to say yeah, but
nice.
That's because I don't
Let's
have any other
it
information.
Is. I like it.
Could be different. Usually I check the USLHS light list, so I'm surprised I didn't this time. You know, things are just a little crazy.
If you can't hear it, we are ragged. It's going so good.
Am I doing a bad job?
No.
Oh.
Just like I'm.
Your eyes are sunken.
I am sporadic. I'm sorry.
We're going to look so tired on our wedding day. They're going to be like, what happened? Like, I don't know.
Didn't you guys get married when you were 30? Why do you look so old?
Why does she have gray hair?
Why do his eyes look like Kermit the Frog?
It's fine. We're thriving. In the 70s, the area between the island and the lighthouse was filled. Too much excitement made me choke. Filled in. I just thought it was fun, and then it got ruined.
I'm having fun.
And a hotel was built on this new land.
Okay, I'm kind of.
We'll come back to that interesting.
Did the submarine hit it?
No.
Maybe it was a blimp.
He's losing it.
The old sky submarine.
Coast Guard completely renovated the lighthouse in 1989, which is early for a renovation.
Like, it is.
Normally we see that in the 90s, like late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, it must have been one of the early ones
so
in that big movement.
Yeah, they must have liked it and focus on it and was added to the National Register of Historic Places, like right before that. They leased the light to the American Lighthouse Foundation, which started a chapter called the Friends of Newport Harbor Light to maintain it.
Let's go.
So let's go. In 2005, the light was changed to fixed green, if you want to click.
Oh, yeah, clicking. A boom. So, and that's a beautiful photo.
It's not on, but you can tell that it's green from
the way it is.
Yeah, from the way that it is, the color that you can see.
Really cool tree.
Isn't it pretty? Yeah, and you can see that they added the land. It's no longer a breakwater. Kind of cool. The year after that, a restoration was done of the tower, painting, repointing, and repairing railings.
Repointing?
Yeah, it's when they put new mortar, I think, between the bricks. Oh. Yeah. We mentioned that years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, repointing? That's probably supposed to say repainting, but nope.
Cool.
Repointing. And apparently, in 2018, the American Lighthouse Foundation did not renew their lease with the lighthouse. So it's unclear.
Why?
I haven't been able to find out who is maintaining it because it still looks good. And so, like, somebody's got to be.
I mean, it could be the city.
Oh, yeah.
If it's, you know, it could be the Friends of, you know, shout out Friends of XYZ and lighthouses. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Like if a new chapter or a new group came up. But
I'm curious.
Everywhere I look, it still says the American Lighthouse Foundation maintains it. And so I wonder if in 2008 they didn't renew the lease. And
18?
Then maybe the next year. Sorry, what did I say?
2008.
Oh, yeah, 2018.
18, okay. I was going to say, because that's 20 years.
Yeah.
But 18 is a couple.
But I wonder if they took back over again, like in a later year or something.
Yeah, or didn't renew in 18.
But another interesting piece of information is that the Newport Harbor Island Resort, I think it's a, not a Marriott, or maybe a Marriott. Hyatt Marriott.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
What?
I think of a resort, I don't think of
hotel.
The big names.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's still, it's called the Newport Harbor Island Resort. Yeah. But it's under the big name. But they refer to it as our lighthouse when talking about their annual Christmas lighting.
Maybe they own it.
So that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe.
Or the land.
But it's still an active guide to navigation. So like, would a hotel lease a lighthouse?
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
Hog Island, Paradise Island of Nassau, Bahamas. We know Toby Smith, who is the owner of the lighthouse. Unfortunately, it's doing very poorly right now.
We lost the top.
Yeah, it's in need of repair.
Our lantern room plummeted to the ground in high winds. Everybody give some love to our Paradise Island lighthouse because it needs some eyes on it. It needs some eyes on it and some cash. Okay, continue.
And you should go back and listen. We interviewed Toby Smith. He was really fun to talk to.
Yeah.
He was in a pretty tough time. We need to check in with him again, but I follow him on Facebook, so I keep up. So technically that's another, I would say, active guide to navigation. It was on, and cruise ships are coming in and out of that port every single day in Nassau. And I forget which cruise line, Royal Caribbean,
Atlantic,
was in a legal battle that was discussed on our show also with Toby regarding who owns that property, who has the lease rather for that property. And so, or where the boundary is and whatnot.
Yeah.
So maybe in this case also, somebody may have lease or ownership of the actual property of the lighthouse, but it's accessed through the property of this resort. Maybe the resort owns the whole spit.
Yeah.
And or leases the whole spit. Who knows?
Maybe. But I don't know.
All that is to say, active guide to navigation and also in question of who owns
it. Maintaining, yeah. Because the actual lighthouse itself has to be maintained by somebody else. So otherwise it would,
they don't last
Coast Guard
very long.
Is only concerned with having the light on.
That's
and
right.
So if there's no one to maintain the lighthouse, they just put a light on like a little stick or a skeleton
Pretty
tower
sad.
Or something. I mean, I get how it happens, of course.
We
don't have that much money to throw around.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, animal. Annual Christmas tree lining. annual, very exciting. And that's what I wanted focus to be
Let's
on.
Let's go.
So can you go to the next picture?
Oh, that's pretty.
Isn't that beautiful? Okay, so we have lights going up and down each of the octagonal, what do you call them?
Christmas.
Edges of the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. We have a wreath in the middle. We have garland all the way around the top, along with more lights.
That's beautiful.
It kind of adds to more festive magic for the light itself to be green. So very beautiful. And
yeah,
that is thrown by the resort. So November 29th this year. So it's past at this point, unfortunately, but you can go next year. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., they had their event where the lighthouse was decorated with garland, a wreath, and Christmas lights. And the resort had carolers, warm drinks, which they said some spiked options, which
Let's
would
go.
Be important to me because that's how it's fun. Live music, treats, and a hot chocolate bar. And it was all free to attend. So you could just come out to the island and check it out.
That's awesome. You know, I'm so interested in lighthouse tourism. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a better word or phrase, but going to do things and making lighthouses a part of what you're doing as a, whether it's in your town or a different country. I mean, I'm fascinated. Do you know, could you remind me the name of this? Do you have any more information on the resort here?
Oh yeah. Newport Harbor. Wait, I lost it. Island Resort.
Okay.
And, if you look it up, they have a really great website and,
yeah.
I think it's like slightly bougie.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
But
that's fun.
I don't know. There's all sorts, like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you weren't expecting it. You happen to be there November 29th and yeah. Like, hey, we have
we have a lighthouse lighting. It's like, what? Like, how cool is that?
There was one time, side story. One time we took a flight. We weren't supposed to be on the flight. We had a different flight and we missed it. And so we were flying from Denver, no. We were in Vancouver, Canada. We were flying to Whitehorse, Canada.
Okay.
So we're going backpacking. It was this awesome adventure.
Oh, yeah.
2015. And before we got on, it's a long story. Before we got on the flight, there was like this little thing that got set up, this table, and these people came, and there was a cake, a big chocolate cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 4 or 5 tiers. It was huge. And champagne was being poured, and we were like, oh, my gosh. What? Someone's arriving, like a VIP is coming, or what's happening. It's this small part of the airport, not a small airport.
Mm.
And then we're sitting 20 feet away. This a lady event host comes over and says, if you'd like, you can go ahead and get chocolate cake now. And we're like, oh,
we're not part of this.
And she's like, no, this is the first flight, this is the inaugural flight for this airline.
What?
Flying this route. So we just accidentally and it was not cheap. Yeah. We got like, there was a fruit tray. It was a whole thing. It was real informal, but they did. Someone stood up there and said something. And the captain, the pilot of the plane, shook somebody's hand. Yeah. And it was not a long flight. But we talk about, my brother and I still, how fantastic this flight was.
Because
they served chocolate cake again on the flight.
Specifically because of the chocolate cake.
So weird side story. But put yourself in the tourism lighthouse world, get out there.
Yeah.
Fun things are going to happen.
It's like chocolate cake on a flight.
So somebody, bet you somebody had that experience that day is why I say all that. Just something totally random. Maybe they didn't even know the lighthouse was there.
Exactly. Even just staying at the resort and then being like, is that a lighthouse out there? Like, whoa.
Something so cool.
And the resort's right next to it. So it's like you see the flashing, the green light.
Ooh, they have lighthouse view rooms.
Mm-hmm. We should stay.
I bet
there.
You they do. If they wanted to reach out to us.
Yeah. Give us a room and we'll cover more. Now, Yeah, we already did this for free. Dang it.
Yep.
That's what our podcast is. But anyway, the lighthouse lighting is only part of the Newport festivities for the Christmas season as they celebrate the 55th annual Christmas in Newport. So I have another picture pulled up. But Newport is one of those places that goes absolutely crazy for Christmas time. This is just the wharf that we saw on the thing.
Just the wharf. You don't say just the wharf.
No, I'm just saying, like, look at how many Christmas trees.
There's a lot. How many are we on? 1, 2, 3.
There's a bunch of small ones. You got to count them all.
10, 11, 12, 13. Let's a minimum of 15.
And there are Christmas trees inside as well. So you kind of can't.
Christmas.
Can't really count them all. So we've got door decorating contests. We've got holiday markets, lantern lit walking tours, which would be awesome. Light shows, mansion Christmas displays. I don't know what's going on in Newport, but apparently there's a lot of mansions and they do competitive Christmas displays mm-hmm. where you can go inside and see like their ballroom decorated for Christmas. It's like, see, that's where we need to be looking at houses.
I will say, yeah.
Okay. Wait, let me finish my list.
Oh.
Lots of workshops, displays, and anything you can think of in Newport for Christmas time, they've got it. Newport is a very heavy Christmas-themed place around this time of year. So it's like when we covered Edgerton.
Yeah.
Or is it Edgertown?
Edgertown. I can't remember.
I know.
They sound the
same. But they went crazy for Christmas too. So it's like a small coastal town thing.
Yeah.
They go crazy.
I was going to say Christmas is, I mean, we're getting married soon.
Yeah, we are. December 20th.
And so everything's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And we're doing a mini honeymoon right after, Christmas themed, all these things. Christmas is alive and well. Mm-hmm. So many things people are complaining about that we've lost or that have changed or they're not like they used to be or now it's all corporate. Yeah, people are, honestly, you're right. Yeah. But Christmas is like one of the last things I think people are keeping alive. You know, they said, they being the internet, said something about why, you know, we look back at Christmas, our generation, and we think, man, it used to be, what happened? You know,
it's so
like magical. It was the warm light and all these events and also the pumpkin patches and also the Valentine's Day at school. And also, it's because our parents and the adults that were around made that real for us.
Yeah.
So for the love of life, please let's keep Christmas alive.
Yeah, because
for those who enjoy Christmas.
That's true. Is that like when you were a kid, the magic was being made for you. Yeah. And now that you're an adult, you have to make the magic yourself.
Well, it doesn't mean you got to buy more presents. It doesn't mean you got to pay to get
it's
into
more about
places.
Experiences. That's why we go to the Overland Park Mayor's Christmas tree lighting every year.
We do.
Because it's just like the best way, free, to kick off the holiday season. Like you just go and they make a big deal on stage about flipping the switch for the Christmas tree. And
yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you just have a drink and take pictures and have dinner. Like, it's just nice.
Absolutely.
That's what Newport Harbor is doing. It's keeping it alive, making the magic themselves. So, yeah, that's the end of my episode.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're going to see you after the Christmas season. We're going to be Mr. and Mrs. Bailey at that point.
That's crazy.
Our podcast has gone through almost all the seasons of our relationship, and now we will be one flesh, as they say.
Yes. And, you know, speaking about kind of recording our relationship and what we've done together, the couple of different studios we've had, all the adventures, people we've met, thank you all for being a part of it. Even if this goes offline someday, you know, Emily and I are not doing this anymore. YouTube is gone, whatever, podcasts are dead. We will always have this. We're going to have these, and you all were a part of it, so. Thank you for being here. It's really special.
That's so sweet. That's a good New Year send off because we're not going to be here for New Year's either. So everyone enjoy the rest of your 2025 and we'll see you guys next time in 2026. Lighthouse Lowdown.
Lighthouse Lowdown.